Hello, and welcome to the HIMSS-AMDIS Physician Community Podcast Series. I'm Dr. Jack Varga, Physician Informaticist at the Veterans Health Administration in Washington, D.C. Our guest today is Ms. Pauline Hogan, Performance Improvement Engineer with Franciscan Kemp Mayo Health System in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And our topic is the Management Engineering and Process Improvement Toolkit. Ms. Hogan has over 13 years of experience in healthcare and systems improvement. She has worked as a computer trainer, IT systems analyst, and as a systems and process consultant. In her role as a performance improvement engineer, her most recent area of focus has been in medical specialties and acute care settings. She currently serves as the Society for Health Systems Board of Directors and the HIMSS Management Engineering and Process Improvement Committee, which we'll refer to as MEPI, as chair of the Tools and Topics Work Group. Ms. Hogan has undergraduate degrees in human resources and in management of information technology and a master's in business administration. She has a Six Sigma Green Belt and Lean certifications and is an adjunct faculty member in the School of Graduate Professional and Adult Education at Viterbo University in La Crosse. Welcome, Pauline.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Pauline, what is MEPI, or Management Engineering and Process Improvement, and what role does it play in an ambulatory physician practice and or a hospital?
Management engineering and process improvement professionals are people with backgrounds primarily in industrial engineering or professions that would focus on process improvement. We primarily focus on integrating the staff with systems and process improvement throughout the organization. And with regards to specific ambulatory physician practice or a hospital, we work with a variety of staff to help them improve efficiencies. So, for example, many of our professions or people within our community will work in areas such as the operating rooms on optimizing scheduling and flow of turnover of the ORs. Another example, in the emergency department, on optimizing throughput from the emergency department through the hospital and optimizing flow through the entire continuum of care. In the clinic settings, we'll work with a variety of departments on supply utilization, management of other resources, staffing to workload, optimizing efficiency of the staff that we work with, and then down to even the patient care areas on incorporating evidence-based practices in the clinical settings and in patient care areas. How do you work with patients in the best way to make sure that you're able to see as many patients as you need to see and providing the care in the most efficient and effective way?
That's very interesting, and I need to talk to you after we do this, since I'm working on some projects in workflow through the emergency department and OR and the VA system. But back to the questions. Healthcare reform and the ERA Act and a meaningful use legislation is at the top of everybody's mind in healthcare these days. How can management engineering and process improvement help in achieving meaningful use of EMRs?
Well, what's interesting about this trend of everybody trying to get to meaningful use, and obviously speed is of the essence in these adoption practices, but adoption is the hardest part. Using the tool, it's not enough to actually have the software live and to say it's available. We need to be able to use the software, and what's the best way to do that? I think almost every organization is guilty of focusing so much on getting the software up and live and ready and available and not focusing enough on how do we use it, how do people interface with the tools, where does the data go, how does it flow from one place to another in the best way to make sure that we're using these tools efficiently and effectively, and so that they're not impeding the practice of patient care and we're trying to optimize the practice of patient care.
Yeah, I think the key that you mentioned of adoption is something that a lot of people forget, but that's the goal line, not getting the system turned on.
Correct.
Tell us a little about the MEPI community at HIMSS.
Well, it's kind of interesting because HIMSS was founded by management engineers back in the 60s, a group of management engineering staff primarily from Purdue and Georgia Tech area founded HIMSS in the 60s with a group of people focused on the healthcare and management systems. Over time, in the early 80s, we kind of added the information technology piece. The management engineering and process improvement community was formed out of a couple of different special interest groups within HIMSS that were focused on primarily the things we talked about a little bit earlier on what are the best ways to kind of optimize process flows and adoption of these information technology tools. And there still is a large group of people within HIMSS that are focused at that as their full-time job, but then also a lot of people within HIMSS and other organizations interested in process improvement in general and the use of sound management engineering principles to improve the practice. Today, we have approximately 1,600 members within the Management Engineering and Process Improvement Committee.
The MEPI community recently launched a toolkit containing over 200 tools. Why did the community undertake this massive project, and how can it benefit physicians and others in healthcare?
Approximately 3 years ago, we surveyed our membership and asked, what are the reasons that you belong to HIMSS, belong to the MEPI community, and what are those things that you would see benefit in having available for your use? And over and over and over again, we heard things other than the obvious things on networking and the like, that we would hear things, we need tools available, we need resources, we like white papers and education. And so we thought we had a pretty strong message there that we needed to get usable tools and get those things available to our members. So it took us quite a while, about a year or so, to develop the toolkit and put those things available for use on the web for download.
Well, that sounds like a great achievement. Can you give some examples of physician-specific tools contained on the website and how they could be used?
You bet. There are a lot of tools that would be of value to physicians. I'll start out with the key ones that I think most physicians can relate to that I've actually used in my practice quite a bit in working with physicians in the clinic settings and ambulatory settings. We have a cycle time tool that's available that allows you to actually have patients involved in the practice, or you could do it through observation, and it's a template that has you measure the time increments that things like patient sits in the waiting room, patient goes back to the exam room, how long are they there, how long are they with the doctor, how long is it taking them to get out of the clinic, and then you can analyze those different increments of time to look at how long patients are waiting, how long, so you have a 20-minute visit, how much of that time is actually spent with you as the physician in your practice. And it helps you take a look at, is my schedule set up right? Are my patients waiting too long? We also have another tool out there that's a presentation on the science of throughput that looks at kind of on the scientific side of measuring queuing theory and how you can measure different queues throughout the hospital, in the emergency room, in waiting for beds and those types of things available in the hospital setting. And then we have a variety of other more general tools, but things that as a facilitator or as a physician chair of committees, looking for things on how to run meetings better, how to do better icebreakers, how to help your team work more efficiently and effectively. The hot topics nowadays seem to be Lean and Six Sigma. What is Six Sigma? What is Lean? How do they apply to healthcare? And how can we use them in healthcare to help improve efficiencies and operations?
This sounds very comprehensive, and you've certainly piqued my interest, and I'm going to have to go to the website myself and check these things out. In any case, all those things that you talk about are very valuable and necessary to speed along our processes in the modern world. I want to thank Ms. Pauline Hogan for joining us today to share her expertise on management engineering and process improvement. To our audience, thank you for joining us for the HIMSS AMDIS Physician Community Podcast Series. This is Dr. Jack Varga reporting.